Supposed to be great weather this weekend, and that's perfect because the Catawba Nation is putting together a powwow. It's going to be March the 13th through the 15th, and we're excited to have Lainey Buckley joining us here on Palmetto Morning. She is the Director of Community Engagement for the Catawba Nation. And good morning to you, Lainey.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
No, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Lainey, we were learning more about your job within the Catawba Nation. So as the Director of Community Engagement, kind of walk our audience through what you're responsible for, because if they haven't seen you out and about already, they're going to start seeing a lot more of you for sure.
Yes, sir. So as the Director of Community Engagement, my job is to make friends. It's to connect with people, both in Indian Country locally, but also in our local communities that where we call home. So our ancestral territories cover much of South Carolina, much of North Carolina, parts of Virginia, West Virginia. And there are a lot of people in those areas who are directly and closely connected with us by virtue of being in those spaces. And it's my job to make sure that people know who we are, know what it means to be Catawba, and that they feel an opportunity to connect with us in a meaningful way.
Well, one way that folks can do that is they can attend the powwow, the Catawba Nation powwow. This is going to take place March the 13th through the 15th at Winthrop Coliseum. So for our understanding in history, this was a big part of a yearly event. And then did it go away a little bit? And if you can, maybe give us some of the history and it's back once again.
Absolutely. So yes, the Catawba Nation powwow was a very successful powwow in this region for a number of years, thanks to generous grant opportunities that we had available to help fund that. Unfortunately, after those grant funds ran out, we did have to discontinue our powwow for about 13 years. Mm-hmm. But many people know that the Catawba Nation has had a great blessing and the opportunity to open Catawba Two Kings Casino a few years ago. And because of that, we now have the opportunity to bring our powwow back. Mm-hmm. So we brought it back for the first year since that hiatus began last year. We had it up at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds. But this year, we wanted to bring it back closer to home, back to York County, back to the county where most of our citizens live. And we wanted to see that at the Winthrop Coliseum where it was originally hosted. And we're so excited to be back in that space.
So this is going to take place March 13th through the 15th. So what can people expect if maybe they didn't live here when it was going on? We know what to expect. And maybe there's some new things that
sure
we can
are
look forward to. But what do people expect? And it's not just for the Catawbas. I mean, that you are inviting everyone within the community.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's the first thing that I wanted to touch on. A lot of people hear powwow and they think Native American only. That is not the case. Powwow is Native American centric. So the people who participate in the drum competitions and the dance competitions are all members of tribes. But the whole purpose of a powwow is to bring many tribes together. So it's not about Catawba Nation. It's hosted by the Catawba Nation to celebrate many nations. So you will see people from nations all across the country come together, and you will see the best of the best compete in cultural drumming and dancing for cash prizes. In addition to that, and I hope that I have said already that everyone is welcome. This is an amazing family-friendly event. We would love to see non-Native peoples in this space as a way to connect with them, introduce them to Indigenous culture in a way that is fun and exciting and interesting. But you will also have great shopping, great food, several local food trucks that everyone already knows. So you will find plenty of stuff that you like. And it's an opportunity to come together and build community, meet people, ask questions, have a good time.
Understand the culture. Again, however long you've lived here, the Catawbas, as long as we've lived here, I mean, even before
16,000 years.
Yeah, even before that. But I'm just saying for us as journalists and stuff, it's big. You just learned so much about the culture and its contributions to our community. And it's just remarkable. So it's a cultural event as well. And this is a space that when we were talking before we turn on the mics, it's fine if you have questions to go and get your questions answered, because if you don't ask questions, then you're just going to continue to either repeat the same mistakes or you just don't know. So you've got to ask questions.
Absolutely.
And you welcome that is what you were saying.
Oh, please. I sincerely welcome the questions, if nothing else, but for the fun of it, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. We all enjoy being able to talk about what makes our community special. I love being Catawba. I love talking about what that means and what it looks like in the day-to-day. I love sharing that with people who are interested. So if you enjoy that kind of conversation, if you enjoy learning, if you enjoy getting to know people, this is a great space to do it.
If people do attend and they aren't Catawba or they aren't familiar with any indigenous tribes, mm-hmm. is there someone that's going to kind of take them through what's happening and what is all going on, or just feel free to come and ask questions?
So there will not be someone who guides them through the event. Okay. It's not like a guided tour situation.
It's more like a show.
It's
a competition, call it a show.
Right?
It's like a
It is a 3-day competition.
Wow. Okay.
And there are different specials and there are different exhibitions.
Okay.
So what you'll find in the Coliseum when you come in through the main entrance, the top of the concourse is all our amazing vendor market. Outside, you'll have a bunch of food trucks. And then in the central arena, the competition will be going on.
Okay, got it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there will be plenty of directional signage. There will be plenty of people in volunteer lanyards that you can ask. But for the most part, we anticipate that people are going to be able to navigate pretty easily.
Great.
And understand what's going on.
Perfect.
We also have an amazing team of head staff this year. So our head dancers, our MCs, our arena director, they are all some of the most highly recommended people in their field across the country. And a big part of their job is announcing and MCing this event in a way that it makes it accessible. So if you are listening to what is coming through those speakers, you will know exactly what's going on.
You're gonna know. Yeah, like what you said, you're gonna be in it.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, got it.
We're speaking with Lainey Buckley. She's the Director of Community Engagement for Catawba Nation. The Catawba Nation Powwow will take place March the 13th through the 15th at the Winthrop Coliseum. You can pay per day, and the biggest amount is $10, and that's adults 18 to 54. But Lainey, it looks like you can get a weekend pass for $25, so you can go the whole weekend.
That's right.
If you want. Go ahead.
And please note that military youth under the age of 18, but over the age of 5, and elders 55 plus, all get those day passes for $5. Kids under 5 are free.
Perfect.
Oh, great.
Well, there you go. Well, come on out and support the Catawba Nation. And again, if you've never experienced this, you're missing out. And I'm so glad that it's back here in our backyard once again, Lainey. This is fantastic. Again,
thank
the Catawba Nation Powwow, March the 13th through the 15th at the Winthrop Coliseum. And you can go to the Catawba Nation's website, social media pages, and get all the specific time periods for each 3 days that the event is going on. You can get it there for sure. Lainey, great conversation.
Yeah,
look forward to having
great.
More conversations with you regarding the Catawba Nation for sure.